Well, somebody please get the dang bedbugs. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Now that the Quran burning threat has passed, we need something else to put America on edge, and I think we found it.
Look under the fitted sheets and look for any kind of evidence of not only bugs, but dark smears. It's so gross.
Yes, it is. Amy Hoke of the Wall Street Journal, latest to report on America's bedbug scourge. CBS's Cynthia Bowers was warning us last month.
America is suddenly crawling with these critters because they've developed a resistance to most pesticides.
I checked the archives and found this from 2009.
In the Journal of the American Medical Association, researchers report a bedbug resurgent.
They hide during the day, come out at night. They seem to know when you're asleep, suck your blood, and run back happy.
And this from 2008.
Don't let the bedbugs bite. Microscopic critters are back with a vengeance.
And this National Geographic video, now with over 2 million views on YouTube.
They sneak in through the tiniest cracks. They know where you are because they can sense the carbon dioxide you exhale.
Yikes! They sense our personal carbon footprints. And if you try to escape by leaving town?
They sneak into luggage and come out when they've found a comfy new bed.
And what do they do then?
The bug administers an anesthetic so you don't wake up, as well as an anticoagulant. So your vital life essence will gush freely from your veins.
That's it. These are the terrorists under the bed.
You might get bitten 500 times in a single night.
Have we finally convinced you to clean the bedroom? Do it now before we have to run more reports. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.